Good morning. You want to have your Bible open to Joshua chapter 23. We're going to look at a few verses there today in this message that I have titled, Hang Tough. I was visiting a church not that long ago, and while I was there, I noticed in a field away from the church a treehouse that had been built there. And when I looked at that treehouse, it reminded me of my son breaking his ankle as a teenager. He had, and his brothers and some friends were building a treehouse in the woods behind our house. And my son tried climbing up a tree, and he slipped at about 10 feet up, came down, and landed on one of the large roots at the bottom of the tree and turned his foot and broke his ankle and broke both bones on both sides of his ankle. And some years later, he was trying to join the military, and in order to give him physical clearance, you know, to pass all the medical things, he needed all of his medical records, every single piece. And they wanted it all through his whole life and any issues that there were. And the process of gathering that information and going through the process in order to join the army, it took almost a year for him to get through that process. And he finally did. And there were times when he thought, you know, that he wasn't going to make it. And he'd tell me, Dad, I'm not sure. You know, he said, this is really hard. And there were a few times where he was tempted to give up. And every time that he would talk to me and feel like he was ready to give up, I would tell him, hey, hang tough, man, hang tough. You'll get through this. You'll get through this. Well, you know, God's Word tells us in kind of a way, hang tough. In Matthew 6:33, it reads, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. So all these things that you need, all this stuff that you need to have done, well, don't be focused on that as much as being focused on getting into a right relationship and walking right with the Lord. And then all these other things, you'll get through them. You'll get these things taken care of. But let me ask you, are you diligently seeking the Lord? Or are you satisfied with just catching a glimpse of Him from your own schedule? Are you pursuing and seeking, or are you just doing your thing and seeing God here and there? If you're going to diligently seek Him, three things are key: vision, determination, and dreams. And let's look at those for a moment here. We're going to be looking at our passage in Joshua 23 in a moment. But first, these three keys, if we're going to diligently seek the Lord and hang tough in that process. Vision. Vision is first. Vision is being able to see beyond what others see. Do you hear me? Vision is being able to see beyond what others see. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. The Lord does not see as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. My thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So we need vision. And vision is being able to see beyond what others see. We also need determination. That's also a key to diligently seeking the Lord. Determination is consistency regardless of the odds. Remaining consistent no matter what the odds are, regardless of the odds. This is what takes you toward the vision. So you have the vision, seeing beyond what other people see, and determination moves you forward toward the vision. It was Paul's word of encouragement to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2 when he told him, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. What Paul told Timothy was kind of a nice way to say, hang tough. Hang tough, Timothy. Do the job. Do it when you feel like it, in season, and when you don't feel like it, out of season. Do what you need to do. Convince, rebuke, exhort with long suffering and teaching. So hang tough, Timothy. So you need vision. You need determination to move you toward the vision, and you need dreams. You see, dreams are the stuff that keeps determination moving you toward the vision. That's important. Remember Joshua and Caleb? Let's kind of rejoin them for a moment. Later down the road, after many years in the wilderness. You remember the spying episode where there were 10 spies reported, nope, not good. Everything looks good there in the promised land across the river, but man, there's giants in the land. We were like grasshoppers in our own sight. Yeah, it all looks good, but man, not good, not a good idea. And they influenced the people, and the people then responded and said, oh, no, not that. Okay, let's go back to Egypt. But Joshua and Caleb, their report, as two of the 12 spies, was a little different. We can do this! In Numbers 14, verses 8 and 9, if the Lord delights in us, then He will bring us into this land and give it to us. A land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, nor fear the people of the land, for they are our bread. Their protection has departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them. Now, that's standing alone in the crowd. I mean, there were about somewhere between 1 and 3 million people right there. And verse 10 records that the crowd was about to stone them. But read all of it. Verse 10 of Numbers 14. All the congregation said to stone them with stones. Now the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of meeting before all the children of Israel. Right in the middle of planning to do our thing in God's name, it becomes time to be quiet and listen. God is here. God is here. Look at verses 11 to 16. And then the Lord said to Moses, how long will these people reject me? And how long will they not believe me with all the signs which I have performed among them? I will strike them with the pestilence and disinherit them. And I will make of you a nation greater and mightier than they. And Moses said to the Lord, then the Egyptians will hear it, for by your might you brought these people up from among them. And they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land. They have heard that you, Lord, are among these people, that you, Lord, are seen face to face, and your cloud stands above them, and you go before them in a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Now, if you kill these people as one man, then the nations which have heard of your fame will speak, saying, because the Lord was not able to bring these people to the land which he swore to give them, therefore he killed them in the wilderness. I call it Moses, what will we tell the Egyptians appeal? But how successful was it? Verses 20 to 24 tells us, then the Lord said, I have pardoned according to your word, but truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, because all these men who have seen my glory and the signs which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness and have put me to the test now these 10 times and have not heeded my voice, they certainly shall not see the land of which I swore to their fathers, nor shall any of those who rejected me see it, but my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit in him and has followed me fully, I will bring into the land where he went, and his descendants shall inherit it. And then if you jump down to verses 30 to 35, except for Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun, you shall by no means enter the land which I swore I would make you dwell in, but your little ones, whom you said would be victims, I will bring in, and they shall know the land which you have despised. But as for you, your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness. Caleb and Joshua had a different spirit than the others who came out of Egypt. Okay, so they began well. But how did they actually finish? Well, look at Joshua chapter 14 and verses 7 to 12 for Caleb first. Joshua 14, verse 7. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought back word to him as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren who went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. So Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land where your foot has trodden shall be your inheritance and your children's forever, because you have wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke the word to Moses while Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, here I am this day, 85 years old, and yet I am as strong this day as on the day that Moses sent me. Just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war, both for going out and coming in. Now therefore, give me this mountain of which the Lord spoke in that day, for you heard in that day how the Anakim were there, and that the cities were great and fortified. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. No rocking chair for that 85-year-old. Last we saw of Caleb, he was heading up that mountain to get his inheritance. Giants and all. It's what you do. Not when you do it. Ability has nothing to do with age. At 42, Ted Williams hit a home run in his final career at bat. At 20, Mickey Mantle hit 23 home runs. At 71, Golda Meir was Prime Minister of Israel. At 24, William Pitt II was made Prime Minister of Great Britain. At 94, George Bernard Shaw had one of his plays produced. At 7, Mozart's first composition was published. And Benjamin Franklin was a newspaper columnist at age 16 and a framer of the Constitution at age 81. That's Caleb. Well, what about Joshua? Well, look at Joshua 23, verses 6 through 8. Actually, our passage for this message. We finally got to it after all this introduction. What about Joshua? Joshua 23, verse 6. Therefore, be very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, lest you turn aside from it to the right hand or to the left, and lest you go among these nations, these who remain among you. You shall not make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause anyone to swear by them. You shall not serve them, nor bow down to them, but you shall hold fast to the Lord your God, as you have done to this day. Keep at it. Get it done. Or, as the Nike commercial used to say, just do it. Any doubts about how Joshua finished are clearly answered in chapter 24 and verse 15. If it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your fathers, the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Let me give you a couple of observations. Things to take a note of and take away from this. Number one, age has little to do with achievement and nothing to do with commitment to Jesus. Age has little to do with achievement and nothing to do with commitment to Jesus. And number two, a godly walk with Jesus is basic to a fruitful life. And convictions are a matter of personal choice. Again, a godly walk with Jesus is basic to a fruitful life. And convictions are a matter of personal choice. If you desire God's excellence in your life, never use age as an excuse. Never take your cues from the crowd. And never quit because someone disagrees with you. Be ready to stand alone for the Lord, like Caleb and Joshua. Be ready to stand alone for the truth. Be ready to stand alone for the principles of His Word. Listen, let me call you in this moment to make a commitment to stand alone for the Lord when it's not popular. Do you know Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord? Do you know Him? Because, you see, we all start in a place of not knowing Him. None of us start on second base or third base in this life. We all start at the beginning in sin. Romans 3:23, Paul said, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." In 6:23, "And the wages of sin is death." And that's not just dying death. That is an eternal spiritual death for all of eternity in hell as punishment for sin. But the free gift of God, it says in that same verse, is eternal life by Christ Jesus. Because God loves us. He tells us that in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God loves us. He gave us eternal life by Christ Jesus. He sent His Son that we might have eternal life. And how much did He love us? How did He demonstrate that love? Well, in Romans 5:8, it says that God demonstrated His life, His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He didn't wait for us to get cleaned up. He didn't wait for us to get good enough. He took us where we were. Jesus died for us. And all we had to do was acknowledge our need for that. Acknowledge that God did that for us and then reach out and take it. Romans 10:9-10. If we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised Him from the dead, we shall be saved. For with the mouth confession is made, and with the heart we believe unto righteousness. And all who call upon the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13. Do you know Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord? Do you have that relationship? Then you need to hang tough and seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Will you pray with me? Father, thank You for Your Word. Thank You for the testimony of Your servants, Caleb, Your servant Joshua, and the way that they hung tough, and particularly Caleb, and all the way to 85 years old, he was ready to take that mountain as his own possession. And that's the last we hear of him. Father, may we have that kind of vision and that determination to move toward the vision. And Lord, may we have the dreams that keep us determined to move toward that vision. Father, we pray that You would give the grace that as we make those commitments to seek You and Your righteousness, that You would give us the grace and that You would give us all the things that we need. And Father, we just commit this to You in the name of our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Seek the Lord. Seek His kingdom, His righteousness, with vision, with determination, with dreams. You have a great day.